Okay. So go ahead and tell us your name.
My name is Amanda Cunningham, girl.
Mm-hmm. And who is the Bible? Who did it belong to?
I have my grandmother and grandfather Cunningham's Bible.
Okay, and what was their name?
Claude Cunningham and Ollie Ford Cunningham.
Okay. And what was the earliest date in the Bible?
They were married in 1911. That is the earliest date in the Bible.
Is there anything on this page you want to tell us about?
Cecil Vaughn Cunningham died when he was about four years old. And my dad told me that back then that people, you know, would be superstitious, could be superstitious, and that Cecil was really bright, very smart child, and that his grandmother, Ollie's mother, had made the comment to her that he's you know, so smart, he won't live for you to raise him, and he died of whooping cough when he was four.
Okay.
So that's something that I thought was interesting story. Lois Isabel Cunningham died in infancy, and one of the things that I noticed is that she actually passed away on October 22nd, 1924, and Harold was born on October 22nd, 1925. So his birthday was the first anniversary of her death, and I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting. 1 year to the day later.
Yes. The other thing that's interesting is my dad changed his name,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that I had heard that, but in the Bible, his name is William Howard Cunningham, but his legal name, as I always knew it, was Howard William Cunningham.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's it's interesting to see these things and sort of tie them in to what you've heard and been told over the years.
Okay. Next page. Okay. Anything on that page?
No, I don't think so. And it was updated with a few of the great grandchildren. There's many more now, and great great grandchildren as well. The only other thing that is, I think, interesting is that if you turn back over to the verse, Lindsay,
mm-hmm.
My grandfather Cunningham was a twin,
mm-hmm.
and his twin brother, his wife passed away in childbirth, and it was around the same time that Madge was born. And so they brought that baby to my grandmother, and she nursed Madge and that nephew. She nursed both babies.
Both of them together.
She nursed both babies.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
That's really neat. That would have been in 1918.
That is actually really amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was.
And the last known date in the Bible was 1976,
I think.
Okay.
Yes.